We're here at the Farm Progress Show, and I'm speaking with Eric Hatling. And Eric, you work for Moses. Some people probably aren't familiar with the organization. Tell me what Moses stands for, and what, and then we'll get into a little bit about what you all are doing.
Well, Moses stands for the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Service. We're a nonprofit education resource and support service for farmers who are interested in exploring organic and sustainable options in their farming systems.
Well, I first learned about the organization last year. Now, in since that time, kind of update us. What's happened in the last year? How have things gone in terms of the programs or information that you're offering, and your ability, you think, to accomplish what you want?
Well, Moses has been growing pretty consistently in the last 13 years that we've been in existence, and I think good evidence of that is the number of people that attended our organic farming conference in La Crosse last February. We had over 2,600 people, almost 2,700 people attend, and that was a big jump from the number of people that attended the first conference when we had 90 people. We've had a consistent growth in the number of attendees every year since we've had the conference.
Now, what is it that you really are trying to accomplish? I mean, what is it that you offer to, I don't say members or to farmers in particular who want to maybe farm organically, for example?
Well, we definitely want to help farmers succeed who are interested in becoming sustainable and organic farmers. So we try to give them the tools so that they can succeed, so that they understand the transition process. We try to help them through the transition process and to adopt the practices that they need to adopt, and to understand a lot of the record keeping that's involved.
And as you look forward, are you planning another conference at this point?
Yes, we'll have another conference in 2010. It's February 25th, 26th, and 27th. It'll be in La Crosse, Wisconsin. We'll have about 60 workshops that are somehow related to organic, sustainable farm production, marketing, certification.
When you talk about those growers who attended the conference you had, pretty much they're all from the Midwest?
Well, no, actually, our focus for Moses is the upper Midwest, so we do focus Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, Michigan, Illinois. But people that attend our conference come from all over the country, West Coast, East Coast, a broad section, Texas, and we get people that come from overseas to attend the conference. So there's quite an interest, a broad interest.
Are there companion organizations that you interact with that focus on other areas, or are you very unique in what you're doing?
Well, we may be a bit unique in that we focus a lot on organic along with sustainable practices, but we work very closely with quite a few organizations in quite a few states. We work a lot with the Practical Farmers of Iowa, with the Land Stewardship Project in Minnesota. We work with the Leopold Institute and Michael Fields in Wisconsin. So we have a lot of companion organizations that are doing good work in this area.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for giving me an update on what Moses is doing. And, you know, perhaps if the opportunity presents itself, I'd love to see what a conference on this particular focus would be like, because I have never attended one. So we'll make sure we point people in your direction, and look forward to seeing how this goes as time goes on. Here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.